Okay, anybody wants to come closer? Maybe more beneficial. Okay. A lot of sperm to make it look impressive. Okay, the topic for today is Shnai Mikra V'Chad Targum. 12:30 every single day we have, except for Thursdays, we have a time where everyone is given time to go through the Parsha. Pinchas, come on over closer a little bit here. The pillar is going to get in my way. So, okay. By show of hands, how many people here, and you shouldn't be embarrassed, I'll be impressed if one hand goes up. How many people here, if I can't see, just come closer, it'll be harder for both of us. How many people here do Shnai Mikra V'Achar Targum? Okay, separate question. How many people here know what Shnai Mikra V'Achar Targum is? That's better. Okay, excellent, right? About half of you. The other half I'll explain right now. Shnai Mikra V'Achar Targum, the Gemara says, is a Gemara in Brachot. To be exact, it's Gemara Brachot Daf Chet Amud Aleph at the very bottom, the bottom line. It says, Amar Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Ami, Lo'olam Yashlim Adam Parshiotavi Matzibur, Shnai Mikra V'Achad Targum. A person should always make sure to finish with the Tzibur, Shnai Mikra V'Achad Targum. That means reading the Torah portion twice, Shnai Mikra, V'Achad Targum and once Targum. What is Targum?
Translation.
A translation. What translation is the Gemara referring to? Not Uncle Lewis, right? Unculus, correct. Unculus Hager, he wrote a Targum. I'll tell you already now, the Gemara Megillah says that this Targum that Unculus wrote really was a Targum that he didn't write. He brought back, he restored it. It was already from Har Sinai, this idea of a Targum. The Targum is Halach L'Moshe Mesina. We have it already from Har Sinai. And Unculus just restored it. It really goes back to Har Sinai. What? No, this is specifically, the specific words in Unculus are something that these words were given at Moshe Mitzinah. Okay? No, but Perush Rashi, for example, even though some people say Perush Rashi was written by Ruach HaKodesh, still, that was not from Sinai, that Rashi came up with, based on the sources before him. But he didn't write something that those were literally Perush Unculus. We understand correctly what the sources are saying. Perush Unculus was something the heart. Fine. So every person should always finish the whole parsha with the tzibur twice. Mikra Shnai Mikra V'Achad Targum. V'afilu, says the Gemara, Atarot V'Divon. What are Atarot V'Divon? Do you remember the story of Reuven and Gad and Chasishev and Menashe? So they had all this land that was conquered, and they had all the sheep, and they said to Moshe, you know, we got all the sheep, wouldn't this be a night? And this land is a lot of land for grazing. And then Moshe didn't say anything, and he said, well, can we have it? You know, so that land, part of it was Atarot Divon. This is in Bamidbar Lev, just so you remember. It's a Perek Lamed Bet in Bamidbar. The first few psukim there, so I think the third pasuk, is exactly this pasuk. Fine. So even Atarot V'Divon, which are names of cities, what's the chiddush there? Someone tell me here. Zach, what's the chiddush that you have to even give the translation of the names of cities? Come on, someone here. Yeah.
Even if you have to give the translation of the cities, which are the cultivars, all the more cities that have to give the translation, or even things that are more significant than even cities that are in
there. That's a very holy idea. But that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says very simply, even cities that they don't have a Targum. There's no Targum. The name of the city is Atarot, Divon. So what should it say in the Targum? Atarot, Divon. So even that, you should read the Targum for that. And there's no real Kiddush there. We'll get back to that point. And he says, and if you do so, Marichin lo yamavu shnotav. And anybody who does that every single week, the Shnai Mikra V'Achad Targum, so he is promised by the Gemara, by Chazal, a long life. Okay, great. We'll get back to that point also. So that's the now that you all know what it is. How many people have ever, for any parsha, done Shnai Mikra V'Achad Targum, read the pasuk twice and the Targum once? You almost did. You almost put the hand up. There you go. There's one. Okay. So this is something that Chazal say you should do every single week. Now this lashon la'olam, forever, a person should always. So it's not so clear. Is it a chova? Is it not a chova? The Rambam writes at the end of the 13th parak of Hilchot Tefillah. The Rambam writes as follows: Afal pi shadam shomea kol haTorah kula b'chol shnato b'tzibur. Even though every single person goes on Shabbos to shul and he hears leining every single week, he hears the whole leining. So by the end of the year, he's heard the whole Torah in shul. Chayav likrot la'atzmo. A person must individually, on his own, read b'chol shavua v'shavua every single week. Seder shel ota Shabbat, that parsha by himself. Shnai mirka b'chad targum. You got to do this. Upasuk she'ein lo targum, and a pasuk that doesn't have a targum, karu shlosha pamim. Read it three times. Ad she'ashlim parsha otav imatzibur, until you did everything, the whole parsha with the tzibur. Okay. So according to the Rambam, is this an option or is this a chova? Chova, how do you know? Because he said, chayav likrod lasu. Okay? The tour, right here. The tour, who knows who the tour was? The tour's father was very famous. Who's the tour's father? His name, yeah? The Rush, very good. Rabbi Yaakov ben... The tour also wrote Ben Rabbi Asher, Rabbeinu Asher. Rabbeinu Asher is the Rosh. Rabbi Yaakov Ben Rabbeinu Asher is the tour. Okay. He also wrote a very famous gematria-filled perish on the Chumash. You know what it's called? The Baal HaTurim. So the Baal HaTurim is famous for those famous gematrias on the Chumash. But even more famous and more significant, his contribution to Jewish literacy is the tour. What does a tour mean? Anybody? A pillar or a column? So it's really the name is really not the tour. We all call it the tour. What's it called? Right, the Arba Turim, Hashalim. The Arba Turim, the four pillars. Why did he call his book the four pillars? Because there are four books. It's one sefer with four sections. Each section is a different area in what we call today Shulchan Aruch. Okay? There's Orach Chaim. Orach Chaim is what? Orach Chaim is daily life. There's Chosha and Mishpat. What is that? Chosha and Mishpat. What does that deal with? What? Business stuff. Evan Ezer. What does that deal with? Marriage. Right? Divorce. All women stuff. And then finally, there's Isser Veheter. It's not in that order, but Isser Veheter is what? Yoredeya. That's part. What is it? What's Yoredeya? Isser Veheter. Things that are mutter and things that are aser. What you can eat, what you can't eat. There are a lot of halachas there. Kibud av v'eim. There are a lot of halachas there. What's mutter and what is aser? Nida. These are things that are in Isser Veheter. Okay. So he was the first to. The Rambam had his whole organization of halacha, but the tour organized into four different areas of Jewish life, and the Shulchan Aruch liked it so much. You know what he did, Rabbi Yosef Karo? He said, "I'm not going to change a thing." He took the four different sections. He wrote a Shulchan Aruch exactly like the tour. He didn't paskin always like the tour. He didn't write it exactly the same way. But the simanim of the Shulchan Aruch, he didn't make up himself. He got it from the tour. Okay, the tour was a generation before him. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch wrote a perush on the tour. You know what it was called? What was the Shulchan Aruch's name? Rav Yosef Karo, the Beit Yosef. So the Beit Yosef, which is much longer than the Shulchan Aruch, is very, very long. He brings all the sources. The Torah says something, the Beit Yosef brings all the sources. Where did it all come from? Anyway, very important introduction. We're going to be doing a lot of halachic topics. You should know who these people are, who the Svarim are, and what their purpose is, what their function is. So the Tour wrote a Perush, and it was basically a halachic compendium. He wrote all the halachas that apply to Jewish life. So, what does the Torah write? Torah writes, "V'tzarich li zaher, lashlim ha'parashai matzibur." What does that mean? Who can translate those words? "V'tzarich li zaher." Yeah, one must be careful. Lashlim ha'parashai matzibur. Lashlim. Ha'parashai matzibur. The tzibur, yeah. So, for the Torah, what does it sound like? It's a chova. It's not a chova. Not a chova? It's not so clear, you know. The Gemara says, "La'olam, a person should. You should always do this." The Torah, "Vitzarich, lizaher." You must be very careful. It's very, very important. And the Rambam, Chayav, you must. Comes the Shulchan Aruch. Now the Shulchan Aruch, we basically paskin most of the time, Sephardim and Ashkenazim alike, paskin like the Shulchan Aruch. Sometimes the Ramah will give comments, will adjust it a little, qualify it, sometimes we'll argue with them. But what does the Mechaber say? The Mechaber says, can you tell me who he paskins like? Who is he passing like?
Rambam.
Not just he passing like that, but very often the Shulchan Aruch will do this. He just quotes the Rambam verbatim. And it's not the Gemara. The Gemara didn't say it this way, right? Quotes the Rambam. Okay. We're done with the Rambam. Thank you, Rambam. Okay. Why? Who can give me a reason? Why would the Gemara say, what's this idea that every single week I have to do the Torah myself? Every single week I have to go through the Parsha twice with Targum. Why would I have to do that? Any ideas? Yeah.
Well, there's like an explanation that Torah is like water, and you need water like every 3 days, and that's why I read Torah like at least every 3 days. But if you were to just sit and show them the yoga with the ball, then there's really nothing. It's not like drinking water. It's just like saying, okay, fine, I'll take a look at that stream of water, and you know, I'll get nourishment from it. But I mean, you're not processing anything here. It's not sustainable.
Okay, after the introduction, sharply, why do we have to do it? I know where you're going. Say it clearly. So why do we have to go through the Parsha?
Because it makes Torah something that's just meant to us rather than active.
You have to be active. You want to say something. I know you do. No? Got it at the tip of your ring. Okay?
Well, this is like the Hagita Bo Yomam Balaila, and like how are we able to learn
so
Torah?
So you're saying, you're both saying, you have to learn Torah. It's not enough to hear it. You have to learn it yourself. That's what you want to say?
Not only that.
You want to be... So there are different answers that I saw. If anyone wants to give an answer... Yeah?
Well, it could be for Kavod Shabbos, like for preparing for Shabbos. If you invest so much time throughout the week and just reading the Parsha HaShavua like again and again with translation, and you really get a feel for it, then when Shabbos comes and you hear Kriyat HaTorah, you'll be so much more invested in listening to it and just looking through it while it's actually being read. So it'll give both the Kavod and Onur with Shabbos.
The Chazon Ish says... to understand the Parsha. Very simply. You have to understand the Parsha. So, you know, you're going to read it in Shabbos, and you're not going to understand it. So to understand it, you got to go through it. That's one answer. The Shua Dadeshin says something. So he says, you know, anybody here ever been to a Yemenite shul? You have been? So, you notice, like, how they give out the aliyahs? Well, sometimes, first of all, they sell the aliyahs. But a person goes up, and he buys the aliyah, and he gets called up for Chamishi, and, you know, a 15-year-old kid with a t-shirt and jeans gets up there, and he gets called up to read the Torah, and he starts reading the Torah. He didn't prepare it before. He doesn't know it from... He just gets up there, and he reads the Torah. That's what used to be. And if someone couldn't do it, so then the guy would stand there just in case, and he'd be the Baal Kor for the poor Ole who didn't know how to read Torah. But everyone used to learn the Torah. So what would you do? How would this guy know how to learn the Torah? This was one reason, says the Shemitah Deshen, in order to prepare you so that you should be able to read the Torah throughout the week. You do Shnayim Mikra V'Chad Targum. They're going to call Ben up for an Aliyah. You got to be ready, right? So you do Shnayim Mikra V'Chad Targum, so then when you get called up in the Torah, you can read it. That's one answer. The Chazon Ish, we said, was that you can understand what's being read. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down the Levush, and he says as follows. He says, the reason is that you should be a Baki in Torah. You should be an expert in Torah. You should know Torah. We just celebrated a holiday a few days ago. Who knows what it was? Anybody? Yeah, Simchas Torah. What are we celebrating in Simchas Torah? We finished the Torah. But it's not enough that the Tzibur, that Rav Siv, finished the Torah. That's not enough. What's important is that every single one of us finished the Torah. And therefore, Lo Olam Yashlim Adam Parshiyotav Matzibur Shnayim Mikra V'Achad Targum. That way I can also be Messiah in the Torah. I'll also finish the Torah and Simchas Torah, and then I'll really know what I'm celebrating. So that's something every single week a person should finish the entire Parsha. When it comes time for Simchas Torah, you'll be ready to celebrate, really celebrate Simchas Torah next year. Okay? That's Levush. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says, that's really not enough. Because if that's the case, then how many times should I have to read it? One should be enough. Why have to do two times and a targum? So, okay, so you have to understand. So once in a targum, why two times in a targum, right? So he says a nice idea. The Torah was given where? Har Sinai. Okay, and then Moshe taught the Torah to Am Yisrael. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, he taught the Torah to Am Yisrael three times in three different places. What were those places? The first one you know? Har Sinai. What was the second one? What? Between the mountains? You're talking about Har Gerizim, Har Gerival. Moshe didn't make it into Eretz Yisrael at that point yet. He didn't make it in. No, what's the next one? It starts with Ohel? Ohel Moed. Right, at the Ohel Moed. Moshe Rabbeinu taught it a second time. And the third time, right before they came into Eretz Yisrael, our vote? Moav. Okay, you guys all have to draw my parshas here. That's crazy. So Arvot Moav, the third time, that's when they learned the Torah the third time from Moshe Rabbeinu. So he says, so therefore we do Shnai Mikra, and the third time Targum, just to make sure you understand it. So, connected the three times we receive the Torah, so too, we do it three times. Okay? That's the Aruch HaShulchan. Just to throw in one, which I have no idea what it means, and you can ask more questions than I can, I don't even know what it means. I saw it on Wikipedia, I looked it up, I said, okay, I just had a chance there. So let's say Shnai Mikra V'Chad Targum Wikipedia, and it came up with all these reasons. So one of them, he quotes Kabbalah, and he says that we read it twice in Hebrew, Keneged Am Yisrael, and once in Aramaic, Keneged the Shivim Umot HaOlam, the 70 nations of the world. That's why we do Aramaic once. I don't get it, I don't understand it, but I figured maybe one day we'll understand that. Okay. You like that one?
Yeah, Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
That's how I got through school.
Okay. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, like AJ was saying, it's really a learning experience. It's not enough just to hear the parsha from the Baal Koreh. You yourself have to be an active member. Okay. Next question. Okay, we now know why. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot one of the most important things. The Aruch HaShulchan says that this is not what's the chiyuv here? It's a takana, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that Moshe Rabbeinu made. When Moshe Rabbeinu made the takana that we should read Torah three times a week, so you shouldn't go, like AJ said, three days without Torah, he also said, there's a takana that you have to be mashlim, parsha tavim matzivur, shnai mikra v'achad tavim. Okay? There are three different approaches. Two are very, very minor. One is an approach that, who is this person who is chayev to be mashlim, parsha tavim matzivur? So one, the Ravan says something fascinating. He says, who is this talking about? It's talking about some guy who is not anywhere near a shul on Shabbos, and he's not going to be able to hear the Kriya, right? He can't hear the Kriya. So what does he have to do? Lo'lam yashlim parshiotav imatzibur shnai mikra v'achad targum. You have to do it like the tzibur is doing it. You're not going to be with the tzibur, so then you have to do it on your own. That's the Ravan. We don't paskin that way. No one paskins that way. But this idea that if you're not going to be with the tzibur, then you have to do it yourself. I guess we could paskin that way if... what? What do you think?
If you're doing it with the tzibur, wouldn't you then only have to do it once? Why is he saying it twice and then with a targum?
It's a good question, but classically, in the times of the Gemara, they used to read the Torah, and they used to read the targum with it. And I guess when the Shnei Tzibur was reading, when the Baal Koreh was reading, maybe everyone was reading as well. So that's two times, and the Metargim would be read the Onkelus. So that's two in one. So maybe connected that, a person who's not going to be with the Tzibur, he would do that. The other extreme, and I saw this many times in Yemenite Shul, is that the whole Tzibur would read Shnai Mikra V'Chad Targum together. That they would do a Pasuk, read the Targum, and the next pasuk and a targum, next pasuk and a targum. They all do so the mikra and the targum together. The whole tzibur. So that would really be lo'lam yashlim adam parshiotav imat tzibur, that you're actually doing it with the tzibur together. But really, the main thing is that you should be finishing it by the time the tzibur finishes. And we'll get back to that point afterwards. Okay. What do you need to do? What do you have to do? What's included in this? What's included in Shnai Mikavachad Targum? The Parsha of Shavua. What about, we just had Sukkos. There's a special reading for Sukkos, right? Do you have to do Shnai Mikavachad Targum on the reading for Sukkos? What do you think? No. Why not? So let me ask you, we said in the beginning, what is the reason why we have to do Shnai Mikavachad Targum?
To complete the Torah.
If it's to complete the Torah, then no, for sure not. What if it's to prepare myself so that when they're going to read the portion in shul, so then I should be ready? So according to that, you probably should. How does the Shulchan Aruch Paskin? What do you get? Take, give me a guess.
No.
No, you don't have to. Correct. Even though, you have to do Shnai Mikavachad Targum for the Torah, when it comes to Yom Tov, you don't have to. That same svara would be true for Dalet Parshiot. You know, right around Purim time, you have the four Parshiot. What are the four Parshiot? Zachor, Para, Shkalim, and Achodesh. No, Shabbos the Gadol is after. And Achodesh. Those are four Parshiot that Chazal were mitakin for us to read every year during that time of year. So those also, do you have to do Shnai Mikavachad Targum on those special things? On a special Haftorah, on a special... So it's all the same. If the whole point is to be Mashlim Parshatav Matzibur by Simchas Torah, so then you don't have to do those Shnai Mikavachad Targum. Okay? What is the Targum that I need to do? Okay? Targum. What does Targum mean?
Translation.
So, what question should be the famous question you should ask?
Can I do it in English?
Can I do it in English? Can I do it in Yiddish? Can I do it in French? From like what? I'm from Russian. I'm Harik. You know? Can I do it in any other language? Does it have to be? Does it have to be Dafka Aramaic? So this question was asked to everybody. Rav Avadya Yosef had a radio show in Eretz Yisrael, and he was asked like these questions on the radio show, and he would answer. And Rav Avadya Yosef, he's known. He has a photographic memory. He knows everything on his bookshelf by heart, except for maybe one of the few of the English books. He knows like every single. He would just give like these long answers on the radio show. Someone would call up, and they organized it into a set of svarim, and they called it the Yichav Adat, where he would express his opinion on different areas. So, one of the questions that was asked Rav Avadya was, Ha'im kriyat shnai mikra v'achad targum chova gam lami she'enu mevin kol kachat svata targum. This is me. I was born in Cleveland. What do I know about Aramaic? What is do I have a chova also to do targum? Or, in a better question, can I be yotzei with English? Can I just open up the stone chumash and read it? What do you think the answer is? Who can give me answers? Go ahead.
Yes
is one answer. Right. Okay. What else? can you give me an explanation? No, it's right. No is another answer. What do you think?
Because it said that Unculus is a targum from Moshe Messinai. So reading in English it's not really a translation, it's more of an interpretation. When Unculus is exactly what it's supposed to be, exactly the way it's supposed to be translated.
Reading in English is what did you say?
It's more of an interpretation, not a translation.
Aha, okay.
Well, targum means translation, and for us, like American kids, we don't get what Unculus is saying, so...
So it would make sense. So the Rush brings down this opinion, which he rejects. And that opinion is, you know, it could be that if you just read it, if you just have another translation, Unculus is Aramaic translation, we could use an English one, that it should be fine, right? So he brings it down, he says no, and he says what Noam said. He says that Unculus is not just a translation. Right? The Gemara brings down, in the Rush, the Gemara brings down, you know, an Amora came along and said, you know, if not for the Targum, I would not have any idea what that Pasuk had meant. Okay? Like, the Targum is necessary sometimes to explain things that we normally would not have known. Right? It's not just a Perush HaMilim, see, opposite of what you said. It's not just a translation, it's an interpretation, it's an explanation. It's a Perush. And therefore, it's not just, most of the time, he's just translating words, but sometimes, he gives you an insight that you wouldn't have known. Yes, Jeremy.
I've learned some article contains a bit of Rashi, so...
So, great question. So I asked Rav Herzig. Rav Herzig was here during the break. I said, Rav Herzig, tell me, how do you do it? How do you do Shnayim Mekav V'Achad Targum? So he says, well, I read the Pasuk twice, and then I read Unklus. So I said, let me ask you, when you translated he translated the art scroll, Rashi. So, but the art scroll Rashi also has the English translation of the Pesukim as well. So I said, did you incorporate Rashi into that? He said, not exactly. He said he did a little bit. So sometimes he even uses the Rashi's, the translation of the Rashi, which Rashi doesn't accept in the end. But it's not, he would not consider it a Perush, the English. However, something like the Living Torah, Rav Aryeh Kaplan, raise your hand if you know what that is. Rav Aryeh Kaplan wrote a Perush on the Torah. He translated the Torah, but he incorporated a Perush in there. That would be considered a Perush. That would be would explain the Be'er HaInyan. The poskim say if it explains the Be'er HaInyan, then it would be okay. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that in Europe there was a book. Women used to love this book. It was called Sena or Eina. I never read it. It's in Yiddish, and it would go through the Torah, and it would translate it with the Be'er HaInyan. It would really give a translation of Yiddish of the Torah, but it would incorporate different understandings of what the Parsha was, and that would be good. We have Me'am Lo'ez does it also, right? Me'am Lo'ez has a million Perushim. What's the English of Me'am Lo'ez? What's it called? That white set over there? Oh, what's it called? Me'am Lo'ez in English. So it's the second to last column. And it's
anthology?
The Torah anthology. So that's that incorporates it as well, I think. So something that would incorporate a Perush into it, that would be okay. So Rav Herzig said that the Gutnik Chumash, he says they do that. They take Rashi and they basically incorporate it into the thing. So that's okay. Okay, what did you want to say, Joey?
You said earlier that the main point of this is to understand Parsha. So if someone doesn't understand Hebrew, you can translate them in English probably better.
So the question is that the only point? Is that the only point to understand the Parsha? It's not so clear. One of the Perushim says, he says, listen, if that's the only point, so then why is the Yam Shel Shlomo? He says, why is it that you got to do it twice and a Targum? He says, there must be some sod here, something deeper here, that it's not just translating the words. And he says that the Unculus is, as we mentioned, the Gemara Megillah, that Unculus was given at Har Sinai, that Perush. So therefore, there's something very special and holy about it. We don't understand the sod, but therefore do Unculus. The Rush brings down, is brought down in the Torah, that what is good for translation instead of Targum? Everybody knows. Come on, think Rav Asher. What is? Which Perush can you use instead of Unculus?
Rashi.
You can do Rashi. Why? Because Rashi is a Be'er HaInyan. Rashi is explaining the Inyan. And therefore it's okay. The question is, okay, that's good. But Rashi doesn't comment on every single Pasuk. What do I do on the Pesukim that Rashi doesn't comment? Read it three times. Exactly. So you have it three times, then you have a Be'er HaInyan. Questions, and then I have an next point. Yes.
So if we go by the opinion that perhaps Targum of Unculus was given at Har Sinai, then do we always follow his opinion? Because it sounds like him and Rashi may differ a little bit on what a word.
Right. So Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. We don't take Unculus as the only pshat. We know that there's Shivim Pan of the Torah. There's 70 facets to Torah. And even though this was one facet that was revealed to us at Har Sinai, there's still another 69, colloquially. That means that there are many facets to Torah. Yeah?
You're saying that Unculus is like an interpretation of the Torah, right? And that's why we need it.
Yeah.
That's why we need to do Shnayim Mekav V'Achad Targum, that Echad Targum part. But if you don't understand the interpretation at all, you're not getting anything out of it. You're not understanding the Pesukim in a different way, so then there's no point in it. There's no point in...
It's a great question. That's what motivated others to say that you're Yotzei with other Perushim, like Rashi. So Rashi, you'll be Yotzei with, or maybe another Perush which translated into another language, but also incorporates Chazal into the Perush. It's not just you open up the King James Bible and you read the English, because that is not according to our tradition. That's just translating word for word, word for word. It's a translation. It's not an interpretation that a perush that is a chazal perush. So therefore, it's not going to be valid unless it does incorporate perushim of chazal. You understand? Okay. Other questions? Read you next. Yeah.
The English translation has got to convey the interpretation of one perush or another. So they didn't just make it up. It has to come from English or from Rashi. So why can't
So some of the English translations, most of the English translations are just translation word, 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 without taking into consideration the general picture of the inyan. And this is what I discussed with Rav Herzig this afternoon. Rav Herzig said his own Rashi English translation, the English on the Parsha, which he took the stone chumash. I said, did you take the stone chumash and then change a few words here and there? He says, yes. That's what he did. So he took the stone chumash and he changed a few things here and there, which fit with Rashi a little bit better. But for the most part, he kept it the way it was, and he says that it's not enough. It's not enough. It doesn't have the bare Indian like Unculus does. I'm not an expert in Unculus, but apparently in certain sections, it does open it up a little bit more than just a bare translation. And sometimes it changes. It changes the whole meaning of it. It's not, there's one time where Yaakov Avinu, so he's talking, he's giving a bracha to Yosef. Natati lecha Shechem echad alachecha. I've given you more than your brothers. I've given you Shechem asher lekachti biad hem ori v'kashti v'charbi. No, v'charbi v'kashti. So I did the other one. So v'charbi v'kashti. So that I defeated Shechem. I'm giving you the Shechem that I conquered from the enemy. That I defeated them with a cherev, with a sword, and with a keshet, with a bow. So Unkelus doesn't translate it sword and bow. He translated it as Lashon of Tefillah, that I conquered them with Tefillah. Now, if you're writing an English translation, you can't say that I conquered with my supplications and my prayers. You know, you can't write that. You write sword and bow.
Why not?
So it could be that, I don't know, I don't have a gutnik. It could be the gutnik does put in, the Unkelus there. I have no idea. I don't know. And it could be in Sena Urena. In Yiddish, it did put in the tefillot, but any English that I've ever seen would say sword and bow. Check it out. I'm not sure. But they just wouldn't do that. It's not a proper translation. That would be a perush, not a translation. It would be a what? A commentary. It would be a commentary. Okay. So therefore, the English does not suffice unless it's some English that really does include the perush. Yeah.
Why is Arsul not considered valid? Because I came with an art scroll to Rabbi, to Naftali's class, and Naftali was like, this, keep it out, because it's not literal, and they follow Rashi and whatever, so why does art scroll...
For this one thing, for Shnai Mikra B'chad Targum, it's not valid. Doesn't mean you can't use it. You should use it when you need it. Yes?
So I heard somewhere that if you have every translation really has a commentary because
right.
Some words you can
right.
translate it with two ways, so the translator has to pick which way to translate it. So isn't every targum really a perush?
Yeah, but it's not a beir ha'inyan. It's a translation of that word, but not necessarily the whole inyan, the whole subject. Yeah. Last question. Then I want you to go on. We only have a few more minutes. So yeah.
Targum.
Great possibility. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't say anywhere, that the reason why it's twice and once. I just quoted the Aruch HaShulchan that he said three times, two and one, connected to three times that Moshe taught B'nai Israel, Har Sinai, Ol Moed, and the third one, Arvot Moab. Okay, we'll get you next one. Okay. Very in the Gemara, the line in the Gemara says, even you have to even translate, you have to even do the targum for Atarot V'divon. Why these words? So Tosfos brings down, first of all, he brings Rashi. Rashi says, the chiddush is that they don't have a targum. Tosfos says, wait a minute, there are other things. Reuven and Shimon doesn't have a targum. Why not write, even Reuven and Shimon? So Tosfos says something interesting. He says, even at Tarot V'divon, which has in Targum Yerushalmi, still you don't have to. You use the Targum Unkelos. Meaning in Unkelos it says Atarot V'divon. It says translation Atarot V'divon. But in the Targum Yerushalmi it says something else. So the Chiddush says Unkelos, says Tosfos, is that you don't need to look for a different Targum. Just because there is a different Targum somewhere, you don't need to look for it. You can just read the regular Unkelos, which is Atarot V'divon. Beautiful answer. The only problem is that I opened up the Chumash and I found that it doesn't. It actually has a Targum. Actually, Atarot V'divon actually has a Targum. Where is it?
So where did we say it was?
Bamidbar, which perek?
Lamed
Bet. Lave. Come on, guys. Okay, Bamidbar Lamed Bet. Pasuk Gimel. Atarot V'divon says Unkelos. Machlelta umalbeshta. Does say. So what's going on? There is a Targum. So to this question, I heard one answer that really in the original Unkelos it didn't say it, and since there was a Targum Yerushalmi for this word which didn't have it in Targum, they took the Targum Yerushalmi and they put it into Unkelos. But really in the original one didn't have it. That would explain it very, very easily. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down the Rabbeinu Bachya. Rabbeinu Bachya doesn't say this at all. He says something totally different. He says that, what does it mean, even Atarot V'divon? Atarot V'divon has a Targum. But what's the Targum? The Targum is the original names of these cities. We Hebrewsize them. Hebrewsize is the word? Sounds right. Hebrewsized. We made them Hebrew. Atarot V'divon. Originally their names were something else. They were Machlelta and Malbeshta. So says Rabbeinu Bachya that those names are names of Avodah Zarah. So you might have thought that, listen, if you're going to give me a Targum with a normal Targum, fine. But a Targum with names of Avodah Zarah, maybe you don't have to be Matargum those things. So he says, no, even Atarot V'divon that have names of Avodah Zarah, you should be Matargum. Okay? Comes along the Torah Tamimah. The Torah Tamim is an unbelievable sefer. He quotes on almost every pasuk. He quotes drashot of Chazal that Chazal and the different Gemaras bring down on that. So Rav Baruch Levi Epstein. So he wrote a beautiful idea on this. He writes, if you look at this context of the story, so this is how the story reads: Va'avo b'nei Gad u'b'nei Ruvain va'yomer Moshe v'Lazar Kohen v'l'nesei Aida le'mor. And they came, Bnei Ruvain, Bnei Gad, and they spoke to Moshe, saying as follows: Atarot v'divon v'yazer v'nimra v'cheshbon v'la'ahu svam menuvo v'on. That's one pasuk. All that pasuk are different names of cities. Ha'aretz asher hikah Hashem. Next pasuk. Ha'aretz asher hikah Hashem l'fnei adat Yisrael. Eretz miknehi. This land is a land for grazing. V'lavadecha mikneh. And we have flock. This is a land suitable for flock, and we have flock. Okay? Says Rav Baruch Levi Epstein, says as follows. Torah Tamima says as follows. Everyone thinks that when the Gemara says Lo lam yashlim adam parshiotav v'matzibur shnai mikra v'achad targum v'afilu atarot v'divon, even atarot v'divon, the chiddush is that even this you have to be mitargim. Says the Torah Tamima, no, the chiddush is even this you have to do shnai mikra on. Because you would have thought that maybe this whole pasuk, not just the first two words, Atarot V'divon, the whole pasuk you wouldn't need at all. Because if the purpose of going through the parsha is to understand the inyan, what's going on, so then just read it like this: Vayomer el Moshe v'Lazar Kohen v'Lensei Aida le'mor Ha'aretz asher hikah Hashem l'fnei adat Yisrael eretz miknei. This land is, you could just skip the names of those cities and no one would ever know. They mention the names of the cities later on. So he says that the chiddush is that even a pasuk that you don't need L'chora at all, you still have to do Shnai Mikra, Zachad Targum on. Okay, that's just a nice little tidbit. It was for Rav Jake. I don't know what else was it. We only have a few more minutes. Any questions on Shnai Mikra, Zachad Targum? So what we said so far. We said a person asked the Tzachova, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down into the Takana of Moshe Rabbeinu, that when he was Metakin to do Kriyas HaTorah, he was also Metakin for the Yachid, that he should go through the Torah twice and one Targum. Okay? We said that the Targum should be Targum Unkelos, that's the best thing. But Rashi is also an option. Let me ask you a question. Let's say you don't have enough time to do Unkelus and Rashi. Which one should you do? Use the Unkelus. Many Kabbalists would agree with you. So the Yamshel Shlomo, he holds differently. He says, if you only have time for one, it's better to do Rashi. Because you're going to get a lot more out of Rashi than you will from Unkelus. Therefore, Rashi is a better thing. But if you can, do both. If you can, do both. Says the Shulchan Aruch, La Halacha, as follows. So he says, Im Lamad HaParasha B'Perush Rashi, Chashuv Kmo Targum. Then it's considered like Targum. V'Yirei Shemayim, a true Yirei Shemayim, Yikret Targum Gam Perush Rashi. He'll read Rashi and he'll read the Targum together. It was testified about Rav Moshe Feinstein that for 70 years he did Shnai Mikra, V'Achad Targum, he did Unkelus, and he did Rashi, and he did Ramban. Every single week, he did all those in the whole parsha, every single week. Okay? When can I start doing Shnai Mikra, and until when do I have to do Shnai Mikra? So when am I allowed for two? It's Parsha Noach now. When could I have started doing, what do you think? Mincha Shabbos. Once the Tzibur read on Mincha, Parsha Noach, that's already considered Ima Tzibur, and I can start reading. Until when? Until Mincha Shabbos? So here there's a few stops. What do you say, AJ?
Shouldn't it be until after the Tzibur finishes reading Shabbos?
Yeah, that's what everyone thinks and says. But if you look at the Tosfos, they say it's actually till the meal, till lunch.
It says that you should be careful to finish with
the Tosfos quotes the Medrash, Gemara actually, Pesachim. He says, Gimel Dvarim Siva Rabbeinu HaKadosh Lebanav. Bishash and Iftar. When Rabbeinu HaKadosh, when Rabbi Yonasi died, so he told his children a few things, three things. One of them was, Shelo tochlu lechem b'Shabbat ad shetikmu kol parsha, that you should not eat bread on Shabbos until you finish the whole parsha. So this is talking about bread, talking about Shabbos lunch. So the Mepharshim say that really you should finish by lunch, which practically is, lunch is right after davening, so you should finish before davening. According to the opinion that it's prepare you for the laning, so it makes sense. What?
With davening.
Well, that's a separate question.
With the tzibur.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So by davening. So that's one. If you didn't do it by then, when do you have to finish it by? By mincha. If you didn't finish it by mincha, when do you have to finish it by?
You
lost. You missed it, but you still have a little extra time. If you don't do Abdullah, guys, Motzei Shabbos. Till when can you do Abdullah?
Tuesday.
Excellent. You have 3 days. Same thing he says by Shnai Mikra Vachad Targum. You didn't do it? How many people here messed up on Reshit? Everybody? So fine. So you have till Tuesday. You can make it up, guys. You can make it up by Tuesday. Let's say you didn't make it up by Tuesday. When's the next stop? No. So he says, first, Yeshomrim Ad Rivi B'Shabbat. The Yeshomrim, if you didn't do it by then, Ad Shmini Atzeret. The next stop is Simchas Torah. Okay? Simchas Torah is the next time. So if you missed it by then, now let me ask you another question. Let's say you did Breishit, you did Noach, you missed Lech Lecha. Now it's Vayera. Okay, so you can make it up, right? What do you do first? Do you do Lech Lecha first or do you do Vayera first?
Vayera.
You do Vayera. That's like the famous Daf Yomi question. If I miss a Daf, do I fall back and like what?
You can follow like a tire.
Right, you could.
You say
right. I saw the best hakir I saw is as follows. The best answer I saw is as follows. Do you think you could do Lech Lecha and Vayera? If you could do them both, then do Lech Lecha first, then Vayera. If you can't do them both, if you can only do one, so do Vayera and make up Lech Lecha whenever you can make it up. Right. So doing it in order is best. But if you can't do the one that you're supposed to be doing, which is with the seaboard, and then make the other one up afterwards. Okay, so that's the that's that question. And any other questions you guys have? Yeah.
Can you repeat again, what was the source for
Shnei? It's a Gemara in Brachot. It's at the very bottom of Daf Chet Amud Aleph.
Where do they get that?
He doesn't say where he gets it. It's Amar Rav Huna Bar Yuda Amar Rabbi Ami. Say the name of Rabbi Ami.
It also says that you'll have a long life if you do it.
Right. Good question. I saw I don't know what to tell you. You should want to have a long life. It says Marichin lo Yamav Ushnotav. So there are two things there. Yamav, his days, and his years. What does it mean? Just say his years. Why have to say the days? There's not just quantity of life, there's quality of life. When you have a longer day, that means you have a fuller day. Right? It says Vavram Zakein Bab Yamim. Avram was a Zakein, Bab Yamim. He was on with age, right? That's how they're translating. On with age. So Bab Yamim, but there are those who translate Bab Yamim. He came in with his days. All of his days were right here with him. He came in with him. Every single one was filled. Every single one was filled. So Marichin lo Yamav Ushnotav. His days are filled and his Shnotav. If your days are filled, then you'll want to have your years filled as well. If your days are not filled, you probably won't have such a desire to have your years filled. But I saw a Rav Mordechai Eliyahu. He wrote an article on this. So he wrote, you know, what is this? That what kind of schar? Why would it be that doing shnai mikra v'achad targum should give me a long life? What about it should give me a long life? It's a great question. So he answered, Bekitzer, he answered as follows. It's a very arduous thing. If you're a busy person, you know, let's say if you're busy in the world, well, let's say you're busy even in yeshiva. I got my Seder in Gemara in the morning. I got my Mishnah Berurah Seder. I pledged all of Tanakh and Sefer Chinuch and 400 Simanim in Shulchan Aruch. You know, and I also have my night Seder, and I have the Chavrusa with the Kol guy, and I have a Chuzza with the Rabbi, and I have this. I don't have time for Shnai Mikra V'Chad Targum. I'm doing great things. You want me to just read verbose? I'm just going to go through words, and I don't understand the Targum. I'm going to read Targum, and I can understand it. I'm wasting my time. I'm just going through Shnai Mikra. It's not a real learning. Real learning is when I'm doing a Seder with Ramban Allah, so that's real learning. You know, I'm doing a good Tosfos, that's real learning. This is just this baby stuff. What is this? I went through Sukkim in grade school. What am I doing now? So if that's your problem, says the Gemara, don't worry. We'll make up the time for you. You think you're wasting your time? Marichin lo yamav ushnotav. You'll have a very long life. The school of using your time for something which seems so menial to you, it really has, as the Mepharshim say, yisodot el yonot, it has yisodot of Kodesh, that the unculus is a targum, and whether you understand it or don't understand it, shnai mikra v'achad targum, you're connecting yourself to Torah Misinai. And that is something that will give you arichas yamim, Bezrat Hashem. Anyway, if you didn't start doing shnai mikra v'achad targum, you still have an opportunity to do so. We're still, till Tuesday is only a few days. And there's a few remezim that I saw, it's brought down, that the remez is on the pasuk ve'elah shmot b'nei Yisrael, ve'elah shmot roshei tevot v'chayav adam likrot ha'parasha shnai mikra v'achad targum. That in the words ve'elah shmot b'nei Yisrael is a remez to this idea that a person must read shnai mikra v'achad targum. And who should do it? B'nei Yisrael. Ve'elah shmot b'nei Yisrael. So b'zrat Hashem, we should all be zoche to use the time that we have. And Baruch Hashem in the yeshiva, we budget time for Shnai Mikra V'Chad Targum. Use the time to do Shnai Mikra V'Chad Targum. Don't think that you're going to lose any time out of it. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mariach Yamav Ushnotav. I'm someone who does so. And when we come to Simchas Torah, we will all celebrate being Bekim in Torah, understanding Torah, and really have a true reason to celebrate a year from now.
Amen.